him at Olive.
It says that Rav made a comment, Kofen, and Shmuel said Mavakshin. So the Gemara says it can't go on the Reisha because there's no Kofen, there's no Mavakshin, because she denies that she's married. But talking about the Seifa, where she says she was married, he denies it. And the Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel's statement are Shmaita Adadi Itmar. And Shmuel said Mavakshin Menelipin and Daget. And Rav says, "In nothing get me out, so Kofen was only think suba." So, and the Gemara said the line before that, even though he denied being married, the Ron's Masber that he wouldn't want to give a get because it would be like Mar Sion. People would say that he was prohibited to marry the relatives of this woman, and therefore they would say they're Mamzeru. That's how the Ron's Masber the Gemara. So Tysus points out here on the top that we could prove that an almana mina erison has a ksuba. And Nachlos Moshe just points out on Taisvis, he could have said a grusha mina erison too, just the sugyo over there in ksubas is talking about almana. It's no difference. And he says, you see from here that an arusa has a ksuba. And then he points out later in the Taisvis that the reason why the Gemara didn't want to prove it over there, quote our sugi here, because it's not a Mishnah. And therefore, it's from Amoraim, and therefore, the Gemara didn't want to prove it. But Taisha Shita is very clearly that there is such a din of, there is such a halacha of an Arusa getting a Ksuba. Now, the Rambam in Perek Yud and Hilchos Ishus argues on this Taisus and the Mechaber Paskas like that in Simen Nun Hei and Sivov that an Arusa does not have a Ksuba. And there are different ways to Dingzach on this Gemara. The simplest way is the Rashba writes the Feirish that we don't Paskin like Rav, the Sugya is a little bit of Rav. And Rav holds that an Arusa has a Ksuba, but we don't hold like Rav, we hold like Ravasi and Ksubas Mem Gimel and Beis, then an Arusa doesn't have a Ksuba. Just want to also point out the Rashba here also on the spot just points out that if the person's a Talmid Chacham and he knows that she asserted herself based on Shavei Nafshi because she claims she's married, he can give her a get to help her out that she will not be an aguna. I mean, Mitzidi, he claims that he denies they're ever married. But in that situation, we're not kofa to give a ksuba because he elucidated that he said to Feirish, I'm doing it to help her out that she won't be in a guna. So in that case, he won't have to pay a ksuba. And Masha Enkin, if he doesn't elucidate it, then even the Talmid Chacham would have to give a ksuba. And the Atzei Arazim in Simen Menches Sif Gimel quotes a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Interesting story that there was a woman who came to Beis Medrash and said that she was married to someone in the Beis Medrash, and there was a Reb Meir got up and gave her a get, and everyone followed. And no one had a problem giving her a get, because if it's clear that you're giving her a get, that she won't be an aguna, then you can't, no one's going to be tovei you to pay a ksuba. So if it's clear that you're giving the get just to help her out, she won't be an aguna, you won't have to pay a ksuba in that situation. So what emerges here is a machlokes here between the Rambam and Taisvis as to whether an Arusa has a Ksuba. And I wanted to go through what that Machlaikas really is all about. In order to do that, first I want to just focus on this concept of learning Kedushin. We're talking about Kedushin. We have two stages, and then we have Nisuin. And the Gemara says at the beginning of Kedushin, and Beis, that Kedushin is also la kulalma kehektish. It's an osir. And Nisuin, which the Mishnah says, Ksubas nun zayin amud aleph, is a matter 12 months later that the chassan is allowed to be with the kala. And that's what Nisuin is defined as. There are five sheetahs in the tour in Simen Nun Hei, what exactly Nisuin is. And the Rambam holds it's Yichud, Ra'ui Labia. The Ron says, your Machnas are into this Rishus. There could be many people there. Tosis quotes in Yuma Yubeis Mubeis that it's Yushalmi, it's a bedekin, which itself is interesting because that's before the Kedushin. Rav Shechter Shlita once pointed out that if you hold like that sheet, then no one's going to say that Nesu'in is Chal before Kedushin. If the guy Chassan dies, God forbid, after the bedekin, before the Chuppah, Pashim Shat, there's no Chalos at all. If you hold that the Nesu'in is going to be before Kedushin, so my place Rith in the Ramban and Kedushin Daf Yud, but it's only been Chal when the Kedushin happens, then the Nesu'in will happen. But the Pashtus is there's no Chalos at all of the Bedekin before. And then the fourth sheet is sitting, standing under the chuppah, like the canopy that we all know. And the fifth sheet is being under the canopy and saying the Sheva Brachos and eating a Suda as well. So there are five sheets in Rishonim to define what Nesu'in is. And as I said, there were 12 months. They used to have 12 months to prepare beforehand for this concept. So it comes out that in the beginning of the Masechta, in order to do Kedushin, you can do Kesef Shtar or Bia. But there is a Shita, a Daf Gimel Mar Aleph and Daf Hey Mar Aleph of Rav Huna that says Chuppah is Koine. And it's interesting that the Pashtus is, the Gemara says, Minyana Lamute Ma'ai, Minyana Duration Lamute Ma'ai, and it says Lamute Chuppah. And then the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna that says Chuppah is Koine, what's Mana Lamute Ma'ai? Chalipin. So from that Gemara, the Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ran say, seemingly we don't pass like Rav Huna, because the Gemara says, oh, Lamute Rav Huna, and then what do you do according to Rav Huna? What's a Lamute? It's Chalipin. So it seems from Dav Gimel Mar Aleph that we don't paskin like Rav Huna. And from Hamad Aleph, where the Gemara says Chuppah is Koinah according to Rav Huna, the Gemara quotes a Kav Chomer, pilpels back and forth with Rav Huna Shita, that Gemara Taka implies that maybe we do hold like Rav Huna. So Rabbeinu Chananel writes, it's a suffix, whether we hold like Rav Huna, whether Chuppah is Koinah for Kedushin. And what's interesting about this is that it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Chavov. In quoted Simon Chavav Sif Bey, says Yesh Omrin, that maybe Chuppah's coin is a suffix. So the Rabbeinu Chananel has the suffix. And it's very interesting because Rabbi Kivager has a tshuva in Simon Nun Hei where he writes that there's a principle in Kinyan called Kinyan Amoyo. If I want to pick up something in my Hakbah, I wanted to do Hakbah, but my Hakbah was wrong. So maybe I should still be able to cone the object based on Yad or if I'm in a Chatzah. Because I want this item. It happens to be the kinyan that I was doing, it didn't work, so can I fall back on the fact that there were other kinyanim? So that's what's called a principle of kinyan hamoyo. And Rabbi Kivager wants to say, kipshuto, that this principle should work, just like it does in Dine Mamon, should work in Kedushin. Rashi says the uniqueness in the beginning of the Masechta of Kedushin Shtar is the fact that it doesn't have a Shavah Pruta. Because if it had a Shavah Pruta, even if it didn't work out Shtar, let's say it wasn't written Lishma, it still should work Bidin Keset, based on the principle of Kinyan Amoyel. So Rabbi Kivager says that if they're under the Chuppah, and let's say they find out that the ring is not his, so Lamaisa, the Pashup Shad is, or you know, he didn't, it wasn't worth Shavah Pruta, whatever it is, the fact of the matter is that one would have thought there's no Kedushin at all. Rabbi Kivager is not so Pashin, because they're under the Chuppah, they want to get married, based on the principle of Kinyan Amoyel, that should work. Rav Huna is Koine. And there's a Yesh Omer in the Mechaber quotes like this Rabbeinu Chananel, that's a Suffolk. So it's not so Pashin that there wouldn't be a Kedushin. Maybe she would what? She would require a what? She would require a get. So we see Lamaisa that this concept of Chuppah Koine, which we, you know, I want to get this clear. Kedushin and the word Erusin are synonymous, and Chuppah and Nesu'in are synonymous. Kedushin dash Erusin is the same flip side of the same word, and Chuppah dash Nesu'in. The question is, Rav Huna wanted to say Chuppah should also work for Kedushin. So, Lamaisa, this really comes to the fore with the Rif, because the Rif, Lamaisa, also, when he quotes this din, he goes right to Lamute Chalipin. He doesn't even quote Lamute Chuppah. He doesn't even quote even Lamute Chuppah. So the Ramban says the Rif's mistopic, whether like Rabbeinu Chananel or the Kinyan is whether Chuppah is Koine with Kedushin. Just like Rabbeinu Chananel's mistopic, the Rif's also mistopic. That's what the Ramban's take is on the Rif. Because he jumps all the way to Lamute Chalipin. Maybe Chuppah Taka is good in the Rif's eyes. like Rabbi Nachmanos Mustafik. That was the Ramban's take in the Rif. But the Ron says not the way. The Ron says absolutely not. The Ron wants to claim that the concept of Nisuin of Chuppah is bringing her into his own Rishus, like we said before, and there are many people there, and Lamaisa, it's completely different than Kedushin, Kesef Shtar Ubiya, and therefore you didn't even need the Mamayid. It's such a different topic. And this works well, the Ron Lishutasso. The Ron Lishutasso, as I said, says that Chuppah is considered Yachnasu Rishus. It's so much different than the concept of Kinyanim for Kedushin. So since it's so much different from the Kinyanim of Kedushin, it comes out that Lamaisa, you don't even need the Mamayid. So that's the Ron's claim. Now, that's interesting because the Ron is assuming that the Rif doesn't hold like the Rambam. In Perek Apalpi, in the fifth Perek of Ksubis, it could be the Rambam Shita, the Feirish, that Chuppah Yichud, Yichud Ruy Lebiya, and the Rif might hold like that. But the Ron was assuming that the Rif doesn't hold like that. Because what I want to bring out is that if the Rif holds like the Rambam Shita, that Chuppah is Yichud Ruya Labiyah, that's very Doma Labiyah, it's Mamash Kimat Biyah. So it's not completely different. It's very similar. And if that's the case, it's very similar, then the Rif should have what? If the Rif holds like the Rambam, the Rif should have, Beferish, excluded Chuppah from not being Kainah. Because if he holds that Chuppah that has to be Yichud Ruya Labiyah, then that should be something that has to be excluded, because it's Doma the Kedushin, Kesef Shtar Obiyah. Has to be Ruya Labiyah. It has to be Unbuckle that's Ruya Labiyah. She can't be Anita. It's got to be Azman that's Ruya Labiyah. And therefore, if that's the case, it should have been excluded. And if the Ram holds like the Rif, Lamaisa, what's the shot? So it could be the following. Could be that when we say that Rav Huna holds that Chuppah is Kaina, there is a machlaikis between Taisus and Yavamus and Zion Beis that Chuppah is Kaina only the Kedushin, against the Marsha. The Marsha in Kedushin Heyman Aleph says Chuppah is Kaina for both things, for Kedushin and the Suin in one swoop. And the Taisa Rasha and Heyman Aleph and Kedushin has two days as to whether when we say Chuppah is Kaina, is it only Kona in the Kedushin or is it also Kona in the Suin? I mean, you don't have to do it again. So it could very well be Lamaisin, and it makes, it's clearly very under, you hear very well that since Chalipin is Dumi de Kesef, we had to exclude that. But if you hold that this concept that Yichud Ruya Labiyah and the Rif holds like that, then it should have been excluded. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that it could very well be the following. And this is a big Kiddush, and I don't think that's this is the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. The Mahari writes that the machloikis whether chuppah is kind is they're arguing how to define chuppah. Is chuppah yichud? Or is chuppah, let's say, haknas roshus or one of the other shittas? But that's what they're arguing. And the Rif claim we don't hold like Rav Huna. The Rif claim we don't hold like Rav Huna, and that's the psak. But it's very hard to say that they're arguing what the definition of chuppah is. Maybe one could say a different shot, and maybe one could say the following. And that is that if you hold like the Marsha, that chuppah is kind of for kedushin and for what nesuin. When Rav Huna says chuppah, what comes out from the Marsha is that chuppah is a kinyan l'nesuin, and therefore it is considered to be different. It's not known as a kinyan for kedushin of kesher shtar bia, but chuppah is a kinyan for what? Chuppah is a kinyan of nesuin. If it is a kinyan of nesuin, then lamaisa, it's very clear that it doesn't have to be what? It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be excluded, and that's the Bira Dover in the Rif. Even if the Rif holds like the Rambam, Lamaisin, even though you say it has to be, it's considered to be Ruya Labiyah, but it's known as a Kinyan L'Nesuin. And if it's known as a Kinyan L'Nesuin, then therefore what? Therefore it's going to be excluded, even though it is works as Ruya Labiyah, but it's known as a Kinyan L'Nesuin. And if that's the case, Lamaisin would come out that that's the pshat why it's going to be very easily excluded, because we define it as being something that is considered to be a kinyan of nesuin. We're defining the difference between the concept of erusin and the concept of nesuin. And therefore, since you're going to formulate chuppah as being a kinyan of nesuin, it's not going to be a problem. And this, I think, goes to harder court, because you've got to understand the Marsha in one of two ways. When we say that a chuppah is kona is kona for kedushin, it ola lakan, it works for kedushin, and it works for also nesuin. Or do you say no? And this is the pshat that I think we're driving at, that it's b'chlal masai mana. It's really a kinyan of nesu'in. Included in the nesu'in is the erusin. That's the way it's defined as. Because Rav Shach Zatzal asks, and Rav Zofsky asks, the Ksugya and Daf Yudamanov says, Biyah is erusin osa or nesu'in osa? So the Rishonim Paskin that Biyah is considered the erusin osa. So what do you mean? We're saying that chuppah lamais is considered to be what? Why don't you have the same issue when you talk about chuppah? Because the answer is that chuppah is defined as a kinyan of nesu'in. When you do bia, you could do bia l'erusin, you could do bia l'nesu'in. And the Gemara passes bia is erusin osa. But the bottom line is when it comes to nesu'in, nesu'in is defined as, chuppah is defined as nesu'in. And therefore, lamais, it's b'chal masai mana. It's not the pshat that bia could be what the Gemara Zashal B is Erisin, it could be for Erisin and also do for Nesuin. The concept of chuppah is defined as what? A kinyan for Nesuin and the Chlam Asai Monet. And therefore, that's why it's a completely different sugya, Daf Yuna Manav, when it comes to chuppah's kinyan. If that's the case, if you hold like this Marsha, then maybe one could have a tanya in Erbiki Vager. This whole concept of kinyan moyo means that if you want to Mekadish the woman, so if the money wasn't, if it wasn't your ring, and it wasn't a shava pruta, but I want to marry her. So let it work out. Chuppah kona. That's if it's the same mechanism. Chuppah is not the same mechanism. Chuppah is a completely different mechanism. It's known as the kinyan of nesu'in. So therefore, you could have a taina according to Smarsha against Rabbi Kivager, and you can't just simply say kinyan amoyel, and maybe it should work, and it should require a get out suffix. No, it's a completely different category, and that's the din. And if you look at Gimel and Aleph, in Kiddushin, Rashi says. The Chiddush Arim points out that the case is the father was gave over the katana for Erisin because he was bothered by this kasha. If you define chuppah as being nesu'in, then it's a completely different animal than kedushin. So what is it even? Why did the Gemara even need to exclude it at all? It's a completely different category. The answer is the father was only mechaber for kedushin. If it was mechaber kedushin, that's why it has to be excluded. That's goofy. Why the Chiddush Arim is bothered by the Gemara like that? Comes out to be what? Comes out to be very, very good. So that's the pshat lamaisa in as to why we would define this as being what? As being a different, this type of kinyan chuppah is different. It's defined as being nesu'in. So what that sets up for us is I wanted to go through this mahalach to show that you have kedushin, you have the three kinyan, keser, shtar, bia, and then you have nesu'in with dash chuppah. And we had mentioned the five shittas in Rishonin, and even if you're going to hold, which we said is a suffix, like Rav Huna, that chuppah is kona, and it's kona for kedushin, but it's defined, the way we're learning up the Marsha, is defined as a kinyan of nesu'in. So this delineates very well for us why there are two stages in the marriage, and even the concept of chuppah, which works for, which is nesu'in, right, which is one of the definitions, which is nesu'in, you even the one shita that wants to say it should work for kedushin, it's defined as a what? It's defined as a kinyan nesu'in, and it's b'chal masai mana, and that's why lamaisa doesn't even need to be excluded, and that's why you might not have that issue of kinyan amoyel, and that's why the sugya is completely different than davyud. Would be is osa erison. Does it also do nesu'in or not? It's completely different. Al pi din. So if that's the case. This now, I think we can now, with this background, focus on whether there is a ksuba for what? For a russo, or is it just for an asua? So if you look, there are two ways, before we even get to that, there are two ways, I think, to view this concept of asua. The way we set it up is that it's a separate category, but it is possible that you can say then the suin is considered to be a Gemara kinyan of kedushin, or maybe it's a separate kinyan on its own. The way we presented it, it fits much better that it's a separate kinyan, but it could very well be still, maybe it is a Gemara of kedushin. Where do you have some nafkaminas like that? Tysus writes in the beginning of Ksubis, Tysus has a daya that there's a havami that you could do in the suin balkorcha. So, if you hold this as a separate kinyan, we never have any kinyan in balkorcha. But Taisus, the third Taisus in Masechta, has a havamina that you could do kamashma. We can't do it. But why would you have such a havamina? Because we view nesu'in as a gemar of kedushin, and you're being, it's like the Rav said, you're removing, it's asaras amoneya. You have an isser, according to the Ravid, there's an isser deraisa for the chasim to be with the kala to nesu'in, and the nesu'in releases that isser. Most Rishonim say it's only a Sidra Rabbanan. But if you view Nisun as a Gemara of Kiddush, it's a Hasar Saboneya. That's why I would perhaps have a Hagamina. The Torah, it's not like you're doing the kinyan. The Torah takes over. You remove the Moneya, and therefore what? Therefore Nisun comes in. So one sheet is, one nafgamin is, Taisus has a havamin, and soon it could be done by Korcha. If it's a separate kinyan, you never would entertain such a havamin. That's one nafgamin. Number two, the Rav said very beautifully, the Gemara has a machlaikis, whether you're Makadish and Nisham, Nashayim, Lachashir, Ksusmaona. It's Makadish, Nisha, Shir, Ksusmaona only comes in at Nisuin. It doesn't come in at Kedushin. The Chiyu, Shir, Ksusmaona only comes at Kedushin. Why did it say Makadish? So the Rav said, you see again that Nisuin is a Gemara of Kedushin. It's considered to be only what? Only considered to be a Hasaras Amoneya. Because it should have said, I know, say Amanas, Shemlak Shir Susanah. But the fact that it presents the Kadesh shows that Nisun is the Gemara of the Kedushin. It's a Hasaras Amoneya. A third nafgamin is that Renisim Gon, Tosis quotes in Kedushin and Yudam and Aleph, that Nisun only requires Tchivas Bia. Kedushin requires Sof Bia. Why is Kedushin considered to be different? Because you're creating a kin, you need Sof Bia. But since Nisun is only Gemara of it, maybe Scholus Bia would be enough. Halach Lamaisa. And we'll get back to this later. Bezir Shandor Sameach writes Beferish that it could very well be that you will not need, he says in Perikun and Chosish, you don't need Edis Lekime Adabra for Nisuin. Because since Nisuin is considered to be a Gemara of the Kedushin, it's not a kinyan on its own. You require it as the cumulative of contribution, but not for Nisuin. And therefore, Lamais, even though we define it as being a separate stage, and Chupa Kaina Lamais is defined as Nisuin Kinyan, but the bottom line is, conceptually, view it as a Gemar, and therefore it could very well be you won't need Ace Lekumiat Dover. Also, the Dogam Revolva in Yordea and Hilchus Avelis says that Kol Milso Lesa B'Shlichus Lesa B'Knai, that it could very well be that since the din of the suin is not, you're not creating the suin, you're just removing a hasar someone, it's not nitan the shlichus. That's why the dog of Rav was makbid that the chosin should not point a shlich to do the bedekin, he should do it himself. It's not nitan the shlichus. Allah Almighty. He quotes there that the Dogam Ravava says you could do a b'shlichus. The Rav thought it was wrong. You can't do a b'shlichus. The Dogam Ravava said you could point a shlich to take off the veil off the kala for you. The Rav said, who says you can do a b'shlichus? You can't make a t'nai in Nisun. You have no bailus on it. You can't point a shlich as well because it's a gemar. So you see very clearly, Lamaisa, that there's a lot of nafkaminis to view Nisun as a gemar or a separate kinyan. The Kos, everyone pilfers why there's no shechianu. Lamaisa, on the coast of Kedushin. No one asks about the coast of Nisuin, because again, whatever answer you give by Kedushin, you're going to say for Nisuin. You know, whether Rabbi Yosef Zatzal said matzah, hopefully it'll be good, but if not, you can't say a Shechianu. But the bottom line is that no one asks about coast of Nisuin, because Nisuin is considered to be a Gemar of this concept. That's why, Rashi in the Chubas, we divide up the Chuppah between, we have Chubas Rashi, read the Ksuba. Because if it's a Gemar, you need to separate it. If it's a separate Kenyan, then why would you need to separate it? It's clear there's a separate Kos. There are two separate Kenyan. If you do it as a Gemar, you have to create a Hefsik to make sure it's considered to be what? To make sure it's considered to be a Hefsik, because it is a Gemar, and that's why you need a separate Kos. So, Hashtadas is Lahachi, that we went through the concept of Chuppah being Kaina Lamaisa, and setting up the two stages. And number two, viewing whether Nisun is a Gemara or not, let's now take a shot now with this Rambam. Machlekes as to whether an Arusa has a Ksub or not. Our Tais is held not that way, and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch say that an Arusa does in fact have a Ksub. So if you look in the Rambam writes Beferish in Hilchos Ishus the following Lashon, that a Ksub is not Osin Nisun. That the ksuba doesn't do a nisuin, which is a big kiddush. Of course, what ksuba is magic. Why would a ksuba make nisuin? It's not one of the five shitas. So why does the Rambam write this for? It's a double pasha. Number two, he says, if you do write a ksuba before the nisuin, you're only going from the chasim b'nei chayrim. Usually a shtar halva, you collect from the chasim shubadim gemaras at Mishnah and the Basra. So it's like a diminished koach of a shtar. Number three, he says, you have to write the ksuba before the chuppah. You have to write the ksuba before the chuppah. What's the purpose where you have to write the ksuba before the chuppah? So, there's a lot of different things that come up in the Rambam. The Rambam, the Koteris, the Chosisha says, Leisa Isha b'ksuba. Now, the Rambam writes ksuba as a drabanan. Rambam writes ksuba as a drabanan. He quotes the Gemara on ksuba's pebez, manashlo, shouldn't be easy for the husband to divorce his wife. shouldn't be easy to divorce his wife. He's going to have to pay out money. The Gemara and Ksubas and Yudim and Aleph says it was a knas. The Gemara backs out of it. It wasn't a knas. So what was the maskana? So there are a lot of dinim here in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yudim, Chazid Lichni Midyaraisa. The Rambam, one hand holds the Rabbanan, and then he's writing that it's also in the Koteris. It seems like it's connected with the Midyaraisa. So what's going on here with the Rambam? So Rones actually wanted to say a beautiful Kiddush once, and he wanted to say for the details of the Ksuba in Mikra Din is Drobana, it's a Takana. But once you establish it, it has a Kiyum D'Raisa. Tyson Saita Mamish says it for the Mandamar Lamaisa that holds that Ksuba is D'Raisa. He holds Ksuba D'Raisa is Lav D'Raisa Mamish. Tyson Saita Chosam is Lav D'Raisa Mamish. What he means is that for the details, it's the Rabbanan, but it's a Kiyum D'Raisa. We're saying it for the Rambam, who says that a Chiyuv Ksuba might be the Rabbanan, but once you have it, it's a Kiyum D'Raisa. Many dinim, the Rambam says, are Ksuba the Rabbanan. Number one, he says, you believe the Sepasa Pasuach, because a Ksuba is the Rabbanan. And you make or lose the Ksuba. Number two, the Gabi currency, we're Makel, Lamaisa, Bos Kapotkia, we assume that Ksuba is the Rabbanan, the Rambam says, Beferish. The Rambam holds for many, many details, a Ksuba is the Rabbanan. But at the same time, once you have it, it is a Kiyum D'Raisa. What is that Kiyum D'Raisa? That the husband loves the wife so much that if he divorces her or he dies, he cares about her. It's the way he said it, it's to Meshaper the Avira Mishpachtis, to improve the airspace in their marriage, that he cares about her so much. So it has a Kiyum D'Raisa. And therefore, Lamaisa, since it has a Kiyum D'Raisa, you understand quite well, while the Rambam Paskins, Allah Lamaisa, that Dabar Shabbam is Tanai Kayim, but there are three things he writes in Nicholas Isha's Pirikit base that you cannot make a Tanai on. If you diminish the Ksub, it's Bilis Nus. It's Bilis Nus Mamish, because you're eating into that Avir Mishpachtis. She's not going to be what? You don't have a full Ksuba? Then it's Mamish Bilis Nus. It's like Ona, it's like Yerusha. You cannot make a Tanai on those things, because those speak to the essence of the Ishas, not just any Mominus. Even though he paskins Dabar Shimon to that kind. These three things, Poiches Miksuba, the Einin Yerusha, that the Poiches Miksuba is a direct target that it's a Bias Nus. If you look in the Gemara Ksuba says, oh, since she won't have Smikas Das, she's going to be worried about it, then it turns into a Bias Nus. The Ram saying directly, the Ram's like Mahapet Halashon in the Gemara. Ram says that directly, that if you diminish the Ksuba, it's Mamish Nus. If you diminish the Nus, Mamish Nus, because you won't have that Avir Mishpachtis. And the truth of the matter is we find how important the Ksuba is. Rashi, the Gemara says in Kedushin, Gemara says in Hedek HaFal Vafta, what's a Pilegish? Nasha B'li Ksuba B'li Kedushin. If you look in Rashi Alatera says, means Kedushin B'li Ksuba. It's against the Gemara, so maybe you had a different gear. But you see the lack of the Ksuba is the defining concept between a Pilegish and a regular married woman. Mohor Yimarenu by a Mefuta. Rashi says a Ksuba. The Rabban says, well, Ksuba is the Rabbanah. What are you bringing up Ksuba for? Because since you were Mafat to her, you have a Chiv to what make your Avir Mishpach is good, and you have to give her a full Ksuba. And the Rabban of the Sefer Mitzvah by Kadesha mentions Ksuba. Why is he mentioning Ksuba? It's the Rabbanah. He says Kadesha is without a Ksuba. That's only the Rabbanah. No, it's not. It's the Rabbanah, but there's a Kiyum D'Raisa. And that's that Lashon Lamaisa that the Rabban is using. So if you say like this, then you understand very well why you write a Ksuba before you go into the Chuppah, because you write the Ksuba, you want it to be ready, but at the same time, Lamais, at the same time, if you write a Ksuba when she's an Arusa, it's not really stark as a Ksuba, in quotes, because you don't have no Heter Bia for her. So it's minimized, they'd only be able to collect from Nechasim Necharim, not Nechasim Meshubadim, because it's only going to be when the marriage can be implemented, which is at the time of the Sunnah. But at the same time, it's written before, so that it's going to be ready. And if it's written before, it's going to only be collected from Nechasim Necharim, because the actual Ksuba really only has fullest strength when they're Taka after the Sunnah, when they're really married. But it still has what? Still has this concept of having something, having a great koach, and that's why the Rambam has to write that it's not magic. Ain ksuba osin suin. It's a double pasha that doesn't make the suin. It's not one of the five shitas of a chuppah. No, but you might have had a havamina that the ksuba, which in the time of the marriage is mishaper of your mishpachtis, maybe would be able to generate and create in the suin. Kamash Ram says no, it cannot be. It doesn't. But the bottom line is that you understand now why the Rambam Sheet is very strong in the Machaber Arusein Laksuba, because she has no Hefet Biyah. It's not appropriate, Lamaisa. It doesn't fit. We Paskan Arusein Laksuba against our Taisis, that Almana Minagerishin, Minagerishin, Grusha Minagerishin, Taisis says Yesh Laksuba. No, according to Rambam, no, that's against the whole defining difference. It can't have it. We write it before. If you write before the chuppah, if you did write it before, it only is b'nei chayrin, but it has full blown kin d'oraisa after the time of nisuin, and halacha lamaisa, it's inappropriate and doesn't have its strength when there's an arusa. Whereas Tosfos is going to argue on that lamaisa, and I'm not saying it's habat talya, but if you view nisuin like we said before as a gemar, it's just a hasara samoneya, like the Rav said. Nisuin just saw Sara someone and like most of you shown since this is Rabban, then it makes sense why you would have an Arusa would have a Ksuba. In that perspective, it would make sense that a Ksuba should already be ready when a person's an Arusa. Whereas if you viewed Nisuin, let's say, as a separate Kinyan and a separate stage, like the whole Mahalach we developed about Rav Huna, Bechuppah, then Lomais, it's a defining different stage, and the Ksuba is totally inappropriate. And if you're going to write it before, it's only minimized if they cleared it. But at the same time, you have to still write in Ksuba Osun Nisuin because it doesn't have that koyach. Okay, let's get to the following now. Close with the following. If you look back now in Samech Hei, let's go to Samech Hei Mebeis. There is a Rashi here that the Ksos says here, lit up the eyes of the world. Lit up the eyes of the world. Because he says that Odas Balvin can Aiden Dummy, the Makor is Kihuzet. If someone claims I owe him $100 and I'm motive that I owe him 50, the other 50 I have to take a shrew on. But the first 50 I was motive, I have to pay. Based on what principle? Because there's a cost of Kihuzet. So the Ksos says Rashi Mamish lit up eyes of the world, and he said this amazing Kiddush, and that's what it's based on. And he says that he believes it works, it's a real Nemanus. It's not like the Marib. Marid and Lev that says it's Yischaivus. The Ksos has a famous two approaches to how does Hodas Baldin work? Does it work as an Amonis or does it work as Yischaivus? Yischaivus means doesn't necessarily mean that it's the truth. I just wake up one morning and machai myself. So the Ksos says, you see from this Rashi, Poshub Shad, is that it's an Amonis and that's motive mixus. And not only that, if you look at Rashi closely, the Ksos says also, Pashup Shot is that the Hodah must be Mechayiv Yumamam. The Hodah must be Mechayiv Yumamam. Let's say for Liyutzur it wouldn't be Mechayiv Yumamam, then you don't see the Nemanus. Seems from Rashi that it has to what your Samach HaMixis Hodah, so it has to create the it's Mechayiv Yumamam. And that's exactly what Rashi is bringing out. If Liyutzur it wouldn't be Mechayiv Yumamam at all, then who says it would be what? It seems to be that it has to be a Mechayiv. It has to be Mechayiv. If it's Mechayiv, then Lamaisa would make a lot of sense. And if you look at the Poshuk Shad of the Gemara wanted to make a Sushdal between Kedushin and Dini Mamnus. If it's Yischaivus, the whole comparison doesn't make any sense. It's Nemanus. Nemanus is the facts. It's the truth. So if whether it's Kedushin or Mamnus, it shouldn't make a difference. You should be able to be master of both of them. Comes out very good like that, Piksos. And he says the principle of Shavi Nafshe, that we all know about Shavi Nafshe, the Marit says it's Bidin Neder. It's not Bidin Neder. It's Bidin Amonis. If it's Bidin Amonis, it should work for Yisurim. It should work for Bidin Amonis. It shouldn't make a difference at all. And he points out in Simon Pei, the first was in Simon Lavadan, Simon Pei, Sifkan Beis, he quotes a Knesset HaGedolah that says, if a guy makes a tain in Beis and he thinks it's for his good, and it turns out it backfires on him, he can be Chozerbol. So he says, why can't he be Chozerbol? If Odas Paul Din is in the Amonis, you can't be Chozerbol. Can't say, oh, I don't. Let me take that back because it's working against me. If it's within Nemanus, it's Nemanus. And he also points out against the Shev Yaakov. If a guy does Hodas Baal Din or Shavi Nafshi, he doesn't know that it's Usser. So the Shev Yaakov says it's not Shavi Nafshi. The Ksos says, what's the big difference? If Shavi Nafshi is based on Nemanus, who cares whether you knew or you didn't? You said the facts, that's the Nemanus, and the thing is that it's Usser. So that's the first Nikud I wanted to mention that comes out from this Ksos HaChayshin. Number two, Nikud, I wanted to mention very quickly, is the Gemara on Amar Aleph, on Samech Amanav, when the we pass in Mekadosh Be'erech is not good Kedushin, but the Ramah says in Simen Mem Beis, we are Choshish, if someone's Mekadosh Be'erech. So what's the tzad in the Gemara that Mekadosh Be'erech would be good? So Rashi makes a comment, And he says that, Lamaisa, he says it should be like Shuv. So the Avnei learns, we have a din that Eidech is B'chai Shuv, Kol Mokom Shnayim Mechai Mom, Eidech is B'chai Shuv. So the Avnei learns, the tzad that Eidech would be good is because why? He has an Amanus. Kol Zman, there's no Hachasha. Just like in Eidech, Mechai Shuv, Shnei people Mechai Mamon, and therefore the Eidech, as long as there's no Hachasha, he has a real Amanus. And that's what Rashi is bringing out, Shuv. In fact, he says, the Hahemnei, Hemne means that he has an Amanus. The Eidech has an Amanus. The Lashon Hemne means Eidech. That's one shot you can learn. Like the Avdinezer. Other pshat you can learn, the note of Yud has a different pshat. He wants to say that it's like Kiblu Alai. Nemen Alai Abba, the Mishnah has in Sanhedrin, you can Makabo upon yourself people that are apostle. So it was a Kiblu Alai. If it's a Kiblu Alai, that's what the Hemna means. You were momming the guy. So that's the second way to learn it, Halachal Amaisa. The third way to learn it, Shimon Shkob and the Shari Yosher has that maybe two Adim, they make a Chalos together, Kedusha. One guy makes one half, one guy makes another half, and that's what Lamaisa, the Gemara is pilpling with, maybe an echad would be enough to create a half of at least of a halos kedushin that maybe we should be chayshish. But a nafkamina between the first two might be if it turns out that eight echad was what was puzzle or not. If it was kibbul olai, you're makabim, so who cares whether he's puzzle? But if you say like the avdenes, he had to be neman. If he wasn't kosher, it wouldn't be kosher. Nechad's only chayshu if he's kosher. So that would be a good nafkamina with dina. I want to just close with the following. I was bothered by this kasha many, many years. And this Rashba, for many, many years now, we said we would talk about the 80s, the concept of the 80s, the Kirmah Dover. We paskin, Loivri, Psadi, El Shakri, 80 Dini Momonis, is 80s, the Lavri, Adover, it's not Makiv. If I loan a guy money, it's not Makiv. Still got to pay me. But 80s, the Kirmah Dover is Makiv. Dini Kedusha is Makiv. But where was it learned from? The Xos has a similar ratio of Mamah, who was learned from where? We learned it from Dini Momonis. How's it different? Ksos asks this kasha. So the Ksos says, Shad, that he thinks that the concept of the Eidus Lekiyumei Adover is super duper Eidi Biru. Meaning to say that a Gittin Kedusha, you need to make sure that you can prove it. And if you can't prove it by Gittin Kedusha, it's bad. Whereas the Nimamas, you don't have to prove it. Still the loan is good. That's what he wants to tiny. The Ksos wants to say such a Kiddush. Now, that's against the Rav Zatzal and the Rav Sameach. All we say Eidus Lekiyumei Adover is to create a high level of Das. Because by getting Kedushin, the man and woman need a high level of das, and the environment needed for that is Aiden. And we have to make sure they're not going to say Meshata Nibacha, and make sure that they're not going to say it's a joke, you know, because the Riazokin right here is 2 days with the Achore Agedder. Aiden behind the fence is good or not. 2 days in the place of Riazokin. The Ritva earlier, Mem Gimel, we learned, says the Achore Agedder is a problem because they can say Meshata Nibacha, and also not fulfilling Aiden's Lekume Adover. So we have different understandings of how the function of Eidus Lekiyumei Adover works. And we said, let Maisa by Nesuin, or Sameach says you don't need it. So you have this concept of Eidus Lekiyumei Adover and Eidus Levri Adover. But what does the Rashba say himself? For many, many years, I was very bothered by this Rashba. The Rashba gives his own answer. So what is the Rashba's answer? How can you learn Eidus Lekiyumei Adover for Kitten Kedushin from Mamonis when it's only Levri Adover? So he basically wants to say the following answer. When the Gemara says that Hodas Baal does not work when you're Mechayv Lachrini, he says, I don't understand something. The Rashba asks on the next daf, he says, shouldn't someone have the ability to marry, get married? No, if I want to sell a house to Mr. X, that messes up Y and Z. Doesn't it? But I have that schus to sell the house to whoever I want to sell it to. So why don't you have the same thing by Kedushin? You should have the same thing by Kedushin. Why is it Mechayv Lachrini? Why is it really Mechayv Lachrini, he challenges? So he basically says the following. He says that when it comes to Eidus for Dini Momonis, the bottom line is that really there's a principle of Odas Baal Din. And when Odas Baal Din doesn't work by Dini Momonis, so therefore that's called Momonis Pechova. And therefore, in that case, you need Eidus Lekiyumei Adover, because you can't fall back on Odas Baal Din. And it's Mestaber, he says, that if we're going to makish Ishus to Mamonis, we'll makish it to a Mamon, Sheesh Bo Chovah. And what case is that? He says, even though the Chiv Lachrini like Ishus is not as great, he said, he just said, great, okay, the relatives are Osir, and the Korban Osir, it is a Chiv Lachrini. But the bottom line is, you should have that source. And he says this, it's not a Chov Mamish.
He says, it's not a chov mamish. I'm reaching his lashon. He says, mishum d'ispu kein chov lachrini. Akshin letzad mamad d'ispe chovo. Lo shetei chavosho shel zeh bezeh. D'zeh chav mamish. My mamad is a chav mamish. D'zeh ino chav mamish. When it comes to each, it's not chav mamish. But it's mistaber that in a case where odas balshin doesn't work by dini mamanis, and therefore you need to have Aidim, and the Aidim are l'kiyuma adavar in that case of mamanis, that were makish to ishus, that's the case of mamanis pechova to ishus, that always you're going to need Aidus l'kiyuma adavar. But that's the way the Rashba himself answers the kasha. Not that you need a super duper type of biru. You don't need a super duper type of biru like the Kso says. The Kso says you always need to what? You always need to be able to prove it for getting the Kiddushin. But the according to the Rav Nor Samech, that they have a different understanding of what the concept of Eidus L'Kiyumei HaDavar is. How do they answer that kasha? So maybe they'll answer that kasha like the Rashba said it. The Rashba said it. There will be scenarios where you need Eidus L'Kiyumei HaDavar for Dinim Omnis when Hodas Baal Din doesn't work. And anyway, the Hodas, the Chayv Lachrini by Ishus is not a real Chol Kav Lachrini. It's Cain Chol. So if that's the case, the Beis Shmuel has in Ibn Ezra Siman Mem Beis in the following case, if there were no Edim, there were Edim Achori Ageder, and the Chosin and Kala said they were Mechavin the Kedushin, and there were no Edim there, but they were serious. So the Beis Shmuel quotes on Machlis, the Maram Padova against the Marit, is it a good Kedushin? So Maram Padova says, in that case, is a good Kedushin, and that goes very well according to the Ksos. Because the Ksos says the Eidus L'Kiyumei is a super duper Torah bearer. You have that there. You have Eidim that are Achorei Ageder. Whereas the Ma'arid holds not a good Kiddushin. That fits good according to the Rav Nor Samech, that they can always say Meshatan Yichai. Okay, they said they were serious. But maybe they were just joking. And if they say later when the Eidim come forward, oh, we didn't know the Eidim, they say we weren't really serious, then they were not on a high level of Das. And if they were not on a high level of Das, then maybe what? Then Meshatan Yichai. Lamaisa could be said, it wouldn't be a good Kedushin. So that would be a very good nafkamina to understand between this concept of the Eidus L'Kiyumei HaDavar. But if you hold like that Rav Nor Samech, you're going to have to answer that kasha. And I think the way you answer that kasha is to say the Rashba's answer. Usually you run right to the Ksos and say, the Ksos gives this answer. It's interesting because the Ksos, the Girsin, the Ksos, and Reish Mevav is Isbe HaChasha. So the Stipler points out, if you look in the Avnei Meluim, it's Isbe Chova. And the Rashba himself says Isbe Chova. It shouldn't be HaChasha. It should be Ispe Chova. And Ispe Chova is in a case where you can't say Hodas Baal Din. When you're Mechayev Lachrini, that's when there's going to be a problem. Halacha L'maisa. So that's what the Rashba. Take a look at this Rashba. And the Rashba says it. He says he doesn't think the Chiyev Lachrini. I can't grant you the Asar Reltas, but it's not a Chov Mamish. You should have that Schus. I have a Schus to be able to sell a house to someone. You're messing up Y and Z. You didn't sell it to them. You sold it to X. Okay, but I still have that Schus. I can sell the house to whoever I want. She can marry whoever she wants. So the bottom line is that descriptively, at the end of the day, you're asking relatives. But the fact of the matter is that it's not a chov mamish. And therefore, since it has that chisaron of not being chov mamish like mamanis, we'll compare it, the ishus, to mamish yeshbo tzad chova, which is a case where you need eidus l'kiyumei HaDavar, where it is likuba by mamanis, because you can't rely on the hodas baal din. And all of ishus will be labeled like that. Except for what? Yibum and Chalitza, which is a lot like Nisuin, like we said earlier. That might be that it's a Torah imposes the Chalos. You just are Masa Moneh. And maybe in that case, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyumei HaDavar. Reb Chaim has the Machlokes Rambam, Nuki Yosef. Whether you need Eidus L'Kiyumei HaDavar by Chalitza, we point out the Rosh Hashanah says by Nisuin. So not all matters of Ishus, but at least Gittin and Kedusha will require it. Okay, I wanted to mention that Bezushim, my daughter, April 7th, is getting married, and everyone's invited to come to the Chasana. April 7th, and we shall have symptoms together. Everyone have a good night.